Hallelujah. Dear, you pray from your heart, okay?
OK，主耶
Gee.
稣，感谢你，赞美你。今天你又召聚我们来到你的脚前，主啊，我们要打开我们的心门来欢迎你，因为我们知道你比我们更想要来跟我们在一起。我们是何等的有福，主耶稣，我们要在你面前仔细的聆听，我们相信你今天晚上对我们每一个人都有宝贵的话语。谢谢主带领玛莎牧师在手术前2天，他还能够平平安安、健健康康来跟我们分享你的话语。主啊，你与我们同在。你祝福玛莎牧师，也祝福翻译的，让他能够把你的意思讲清楚，把我们每一个人都交在你的手中，也给我们有一个能听的耳朵，一个能够领受的心。奉耶稣基督圣名祷告，阿妹。
谢谢你
You're welcome. Thank you.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning. 他现在是早晨，我们在亚洲的，现在是晚安。
My translator is not available today. Pastor Ruth, fill in for her.
他原来的翻译今天没有空，所以我们是就来顶一下。
I'm so glad to be with you.
我很高兴跟你们在一起。
I want to thank you for all the prayers you've prayed for me.
我要谢谢大家一直为我的祷告。
I know Jesus is with me.
我知道主跟我同在。
I was glad to have this time with you because in 2 days I go to have surgery.
我很高兴今天晚上能跟你们在一起，因为再过2天我就要做心脏手术。
The Lord's allowing this to fix my heart.
主耶稣也容许现在要来修理我的心脏。
So I knew it was coming on the 10th. I thought, oh, we can be together on the 8th.
我10号要做手术，那今天8号我们可以在一起。
And we want Jesus to open our hearts.
愿主打开我们的心。
I so enjoyed last leadership with Pastor Lai teaching us.
我也很高兴，2个礼拜前赖牧师在这里的教导。
Oh, how we need to be filled with the Lord's Spirit.
我们每一个人都需要被圣灵来充满。
Because he wants to come and live out his life within us.
因为他很想来住在我们里面，跟我们在一起。
Oh, Jesus, we welcome you to come in a greater way.
Oh, 主耶稣，我们欢迎你用最奇妙的方法来住在我们里面。
Fill us this day with your Holy Spirit.
在这些日子，你以圣灵来教导我们，
That you may have your way within us.
愿你有你的，照你的旨意来住在我们里面。
We ask it for your glory, Lord Jesus. Amen.
为着你的荣耀，我们这样祷告，阿门。
Sister Alice has promised to sing for us today. Jesus, live out your life in me.
圣秋姐妹答应今天晚上会为我们唱一首诗歌，是耶稣从我活处，耶稣自己，
That's all our prayer.
这是我们大家的祷告。
感谢主，就像玛莎牧师所说的，这是我们的祷告。哦，让我们 能够活出耶稣的自己，赞美他，哈利路亚。从我活出你自己，耶稣往往之王，对于我一切问题，答案是你自己。从我活出你自己，凡事你能随意，我愿做透明勇气，彰显你的秘密。殿宇尽已全奉献，已除一切不洁。愿耶和华的荣光竟从里面露见，全地现在当树我将身体进攻，作顺服安静奴仆，只被你来推动。
谢谢。
身上肢体受管束，常等候你发言，准备为你来服务，或是绽放一边，没有不安的追求，没有紧张收养，不应受对付缘由，不应懊悔倒下，脱离倾向与成见，我竟柔软安息。当你需要启明时，你能自由地意。从我活出你自己，耶稣往往之王，对于我一切题，答案是你自己。 哦，哈利路亚！赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣。哦，主啊，你说我们在这个世上要做盐做光，但是我们这个老我必须被神你自己来塑造。哦，我们的这个人能够被你改变，我们的生命中能够活出你自己，能够有你的样式。哦，主啊，赞美你！是的，主，这一切都乃是我们自己要更多的完全的顺服，哦，卑微俯伏在你面前。主啊，就是将我们自己身体献上。哦，主说，我们说，主啊，让你来，让你随你己意来制住我们。好使我们能够成为你所使用的器皿，赞美耶稣，赞美耶稣，哦，主赞美你，主，我们说这是我们的祷告，我们恳求你来，恳求你来，哦，真的是要致死我们这个老我，也让我们有这样的心智，也让我们能够愿意背这个十字架。更多的让神你自己来做，让你在我们心里面做主做王，不再有自己了。 哦，好使你自己能够完全完全从我们里面活出来，彰显你自己。谢谢主，主我们说这是我们的祷告，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful. The lesson the Lord gave me today is that God is a mystery.
主今天给我的题目就是主自己，就是神奇的。
I am someone who likes to play surprises on people.
我就是，我盼望有些人能够来付代价来，祷告。
My husband, I would make something special and I hide it until the right moment he opened the cupboard and find it.
我的先生，他很喜欢保持一些秘密，然后。不让我知道，等到时候到了，他就把它打开，让我惊奇。
He'd be so surprised, he thought there was no cake.
他会觉得这个就是让人很惊讶。
But I was thinking this week, it came to me so clearly that our God keeps secrets.
我也想到，我们的神也很，有时候也会保持秘密。
He doesn't tell us all his plan.
他不会把所有的计划告诉我们，
He wants us to just trust him.
他要我们就是一直相信他。
There's a song that was written about God being keeping a mystery.
有一首歌就说神会保持他的秘密。
Most of us want to know exactly what's going on and when it'll happen.
我们不能知道，事情是怎么进行的，什么时候会发生什么事。
But all through the Old Testament, God wrote some things that were a mystery to the people.
在整本旧约圣经里边，神做很多神奇的事。
The scripture says, in the fullness of time, God sent his son.
圣经里讲说，在时候到了，他就把送下他的儿子来。
But if we read carefully the Old Testament, we see many pictures of Jesus.
但是我们仔细读旧约圣经，我们就看到很多画面都是在讲耶稣，
There was a promise that he was coming.
那就是答应我们他是来了，他要来。
Even the prophet Ezekiel said, God will come and pour out his spirit on you.
即使在以西结书也说，神的灵要倾倒在我们身上。
But that didn't happen right away.
但是就是刚好时候到了，这个就发生。
Jesus had to be born, Jesus had to die, and then he poured out his spirit.
主耶稣会诞生，主耶稣也必须死，然后就把圣灵降下来。
I want you to turn with me to Colossians chapter 1.
我们来翻开圣经，哥罗西书第一章。
We'll start reading verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church.
第一章24节，24节。现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
According to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for to fulfill the word of God. Verse 26, please.
26节说叫你们在基督里欢乐，因为我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人。要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前，我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里边运用的大能。
Now, this is Paul talking to the Colossians.
尽心竭力，这就是保罗告诉哥罗西的信徒。
Verse 26 says, "There's a mystery that's been hidden from ages."
26节说这道理，历史历代是个道，隐藏的秘密。
But now it's revealed to his saints.
但如今要向他的圣徒显明了。
And what was Paul preaching? He says, to them God willed to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery.
这就是保罗一直传讲的。就说神要来显明，他荣耀的奥秘。
And he tells what that mystery is. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
而这个奥秘呢，就是神要在你们中间，在你们里面。
And he says that I preach him.
他说：“我们也传扬他。”
And he labors to speak about Jesus.
他也为此劳苦，为的就是要来传讲耶稣基督。
That was his goal, to proclaim the mystery.
这也就是他的目的，要来宣扬耶稣基督的这个奥秘。
Oh, when God has a mystery, it's a wonderful mystery.
当神有一个奥秘的时候，这个奥秘一定是很伟大、很好的。
See, this mystery was hidden in the Old Testament.
而这个奥秘在旧约是隐藏的。
There were glimpses of the promise.
这就是在神对我们有应许。
But when Jesus came, the mystery was known.
当基督来的时候，这个奥秘就显明出来了。
To this end, Paul labored to proclaim the mystery.
在这章的末了，保罗就是说他一直在劳苦来宣扬这个奥秘。
And many people read the Bible and miss the mystery.
很多人在在读圣经的时候，不能明白这个奥秘。
It's like my dear husband. If he went looking through the cupboard, he would sometime find nothing.
就我的丈夫，他有时候在
But
去找
when
他，在
he
找他的柜的时候，他找不到。
but when he opened the door in one cupboard and seen blueberry muffins, he's very excited.
哦，有时候他打开，哦，里边有他最喜欢的蓝莓蛋糕，他就很高兴。
And the Apostle Paul caught the mystery.
使徒保罗称这个是一个奥秘。
It was revealed to him so clearly, the mystery is Christ living in you.
他的知识来传这个。奥秘就是这个奥秘呢，就是说基督活在你们里面。
Oh. It's our message here at JMI to proclaim the mystery.
这也是我们 JMI 的使命，一直就是在宣讲耶稣就在我们里面。
God knew that we could not serve him with all our heart unless Christ were living in us.
主耶稣知道说，我们不能够来服侍他、敬拜他，除了是他自己住在我们里面。
But Christ had to come into the world and give his pure blood to save us from sin.
主耶稣必须来到地上，用他宝贵的血、宝血来洗净我们。
And it's a simple message. When we receive him, he comes to live within us.
这是最简单的福音，就是当我们相信他、接受他的时候，他的宝血就来洁净我们。
Many of you know this, but it's so wonderful to realize our whole JMI ministry is founded on this mystery.
我盼望我们大家都知道说JMI 这个机构，我们的使命就是一直来传讲耶稣在我们里面。
Christ living within us is our hope of glory.
耶稣就在我们里面活着，就是我们荣耀的盼望。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians.
我们来读《哥林多前书
Chapter 2.
》第二章。
I'm starting at verse 7.
第七节。
But we speak the wisdom of God in mystery.
我们所讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧。
The hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory.
就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀。
Oh, God ordained it. He actually ordained it from the beginning ages.
就是神定义已经预定，而且在万事以前就预定的。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Verse 8, which none of the rulers of the age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
这是为世上有权有位的人，没有一个知道的。他们若知道，就不把荣耀的主钉在十字架上。
And verse 9, for it is written, eye hasn't seen, nor ear heard, nor have they entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
正如经上说。神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
哈利路亚。
Verse 10, but God has revealed them to us.
只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。
He did it through his Spirit.
因为圣灵渗透万事，
For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God.
就是神深奥的事也参透了。
I want to read verse 11 too. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him?
11节，除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God.
除了神的灵，没有人知道神的事。
Now, we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God.
我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵。 乃是从神来的灵。
That we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God.
叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
So it's the Holy Spirit that teaches us the mysteries of God.
所以是，圣灵来教导我们有关神的事。
Oh, it's so wonderful to be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以能够被神的灵充满是一件，最好的事。
We should continue to pray, Lord Jesus, fill me with your Spirit.
我们要一直的祷告，说主啊，用你的灵来充满我。
And when he comes to fill us, he teaches us the secrets that are in the scripture.
当他来充满我们的时候，他也会教导我们关于圣经里的奥秘。
We need to ask him to renew our mind.
我们要祷告，说你知道，来更新我的思想。
As we read the word, that he'll reveal the hidden things that are in the scripture.
所以，当我们来读圣经的时候，我们就能够发现隐藏在圣经里的奥秘。
He wants us to walk in the Spirit.
他也要我们行走在圣灵当中。
He wants us to teach in the Spirit.
他也要我们来教导关于圣灵的事。
He wants you to be led by the Spirit in your meetings.
他要我们让圣灵来带领我们的聚会。
Lord, speak to us, show us the hidden things that are in Scripture.
主啊，来，对我们显明，教导我们，让我们能够看到，隐藏在圣经里面的奥秘。
The book of Colossians, Paul makes it very clear, the mystery is Christ in you.
在哥罗西书里边讲得很清楚，这个奥秘就是神住在你们里面。
But some people don't even notice that in the scripture.
但有些人甚至连这些圣经也不知道。
If we notice it, then we should ask the Lord, give us more of your spirit.
假如我们知道，我们就会求神说：“主啊。”把你的圣灵更多的给我，
Enlighten our heart, enlighten our mind.
也来照明我们的思想，照明我们的心。
That we see your secret was that Christ would come to live within us.
让我们能够看到这个奥秘，主耶稣来与我们同住。
Yes, the Old Testament is full of men who came in contact with God.
在旧约里面，我们看到有很多人，他们跟神有沟通，
But they had their failings and frailties.
但是他们有时候他们失败了，
The great day was coming when God revealed his secret mystery.
那个秘密就是要登神。来显明他的奥秘的时候，
Christ Jesus walked this earth for 30 days, keeping the secret hidden.
主耶稣来到这个地上，行走30年，来显明这个奥秘。
Not until John the Baptist called him forth and said to the people, Behold the Lamb of God.
直到那个施洗约翰看到他，就说：“看哪，这就是神的羔羊。
And when he baptized Jesus, the Spirit came upon him in without measure.
”当他为耶稣施洗的时候，那个圣灵降下来，就是没有限量的。
And every one of us that receive him, he wants to give us his own spirit.
当我们每一个人来接受他的时候，他要把他的灵给我们。
That's why he said when he was raised into heaven, wait for the promise from the Father.
所以，当他要升天的时候，他告诉门徒说：“要等候父所，
He was going to pour out his spirit on them.
他要降下圣灵来。
He was going to walk through them, talk through them, live out his life through them.
”然后就要与他们同行，透过他们来说话。来行神迹，
And the only requirement he gave them is wait.
然后唯一被要求的，我们就是要等候。
When we wait, that helps us to forsake everything and just wait.
我们所要做的就是要等，
Jesus,
要等候。
we're obeying your command. You said wait.
主耶稣给门徒的一个命令就是你要等，要等候。
And when you have your classroom and you're teaching your students, you remind them, Jesus just told us to wait.
当我们在教导学生的时候，我们就告诉他们说：“主耶稣叫我们要等候。
Turn our attention on him.
”把我们的专注都转到耶稣的身上，
Desire him.
要来饥渴要他。
Because I already told him before he went to the cross, you're going to be filled with my spirit.
因为当他上十字架之前，他已经告诉说：“你们要领受圣灵。
Let's turn to Luke's Gospel. Luke, it's
”我们来看《路加福音
The 24th chapter. It's after the crucifixion.
》24章，关于他要钉十字架的事。
Pastor Ruth asked me to share in Malaysia. And this picture in Luke 24 meant so much to me.
有一次，郭牧师邀请我对进行家庭的学员分享一些信息，然后这一章圣经就来到我的心中。
Now, this is after Jesus rose from the dead.
这是当耶稣从死里复活之后，
And Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there at the tomb.
我们看到那个玛利亚来到坟墓前，
Verse 11 in chapter 25, and their words seemed to them like idle tales.
24章。11节，他们这些话就是妇女们讲的，他们这些话使徒们以为是胡言。
But Peter, he rose up and looked inside the tomb for Jesus.
但是彼得就跑到坟墓那里去。
And he marveled to himself at what had happened. Where was Jesus?
当他低头。去看坟墓，看主耶稣到哪里去了？
This is one of those times when God hides himself.
那就是耶稣在那个时候他自己藏起来了。
There's a purpose in him hiding himself.
我想他是有目的的，要把自己隐藏起来。
Now we come to the story in verse 13.
我们现在来到13节这个故事。
Two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus.
就到那日，门徒有两个人往一个村子里，
Oh,
这村子，
it was 7 miles away from Jerusalem.
这个村子叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有25里，是7美里。
You remember they talked together the things that had just happened. Jesus had been crucified.
他们在路上就谈论一些关于耶稣，钉十字架的事。
And while they talked and reasoned, Jesus drew near to them.
当他们正在谈论的时候，耶稣亲自来就近他们。
This is one of those instances when Jesus doesn't make himself known. It's a mystery.
这也就是说，在那个时候，当耶稣自己不显现出来、不被人认出来的时候，那就是一个奥秘。
These two disciples were talking it over what had happened.
这两个人就一直在讲所发生的事情。
And suddenly Jesus himself drew near, but they didn't know him.
忽然之间，耶稣来跟他们在同行，但是他们认不出他。
Verse 16 says their eyes were restrained. They didn't know it was him.
16节说，这是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。
This is the resurrected body of Jesus Christ.
这是一个复活后的耶稣的身体。
He didn't look like he did before.
看起来跟以前不太一样。
The last they saw him, he was broken and bleeding and crucified.
他们最后看到的是在十字架上的，被打得遍体鳞伤的，那样的一个耶稣。
Jesus doesn't reveal himself right away. He says, "What kind of conversation do you have that makes you look sad?"
然后耶稣对他们说："你们在走路彼此谈论的是什么事
And Cleopas, one of the disciples, says, "Where have you been? Don't you know what's happened in Jerusalem?"
？”然后其中有个格留巴的就说："你在耶路撒冷做客，然后这几天的那里所出的事，你不知道吗？"
Jesus says a strange thing. He just says, "What things?"
耶稣就说："什么事啊
I said, "The thing." They answered and said, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth."
？”他们就说是拿撒勒人耶稣的事。
He was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people.
他是个先知，在神跟众百姓面前说
And
话行事都有大能。
the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him.
但是祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。
This is a very sad statement. They said, "We thought, we hoped that he was going to be the one to save us."
这是很伤心的事。他说："但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的，就是他。"
And this is the third day, and now the things have been told us that certain women arrived there and found him gone from the tomb.
不但如此，而且这事成就，现在已经3天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女，使我们惊奇。她们清早去了坟墓那里，不见他的身体，就回来告诉我们说，
They even said they saw a vision of angels who said he was alive.
他们甚至说他们看见天使显现，说他活了。
But those that told us about it said they didn't see him.
当时我们几个人去看，都说没有看到他。
And then Jesus scolds them. He said, "Oh, you're slow of heart to believe all that the prophets spoke. See, the mystery was already hidden in the Old Testament.
然后耶稣就说：“很多新约的事情早就已经隐藏在旧约里边了。
He went on to say, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory?"
”他在说：“基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？”
And Jesus began at Moses and all the prophets as they walked these 7 miles, and he told them, it's already, the mystery is right there in the Old Testament.
然后，主耶稣与他们同行25里路，这7美里哈，就一路跟他们讲解，从摩西到众先知去，凡经上所指他自己的话，都给他们讲明白。
Now, as they drew near Emmaus, Jesus, he's still keeping the secret. He's still acting. He's acts as though he will go farther on.
然后现在就靠近以马忤斯了，耶稣还是想保留那个奥秘，他是装作好像还要往前走。
Well, they ask him to stay. Don't leave. Come on in and stay with us.
但是他们就要求他强留他，说不要走了，跟我们在一起。
And you know the story. He took the bread and broke it, and their eyes were open.
然后你也已经知道那个故事，就是当主耶稣拿起饼来掰的时候，他们一下就认出是耶稣了。
This is where we know it's the spirit of Jesus. He vanished from their sight.
但是，但是耶稣忽然就不见了。
I know people that have been in prison. I read of one saint that had been in prison, and Jesus actually walked through the door and appeared to her.
我曾经听过有一个人，他在监牢里边，然后忽然之间，耶稣出现了。
Now that's the resurrected body of Jesus Christ.
那我相信那个是一个复活耶稣的复活的身体。
It was necessary that Jesus shed his blood to save us.
主耶稣流出他的宝血来。拯救我们，这是必须做的。
Oh, but he wants to fill us with his own spirit, his resurrected spirit.
然后他也想用他复活的大的灵来充满我们。
And they said to one another, our heart burned because it was him.
然后他们两个人之中，有一个就对另一个说。刚才我就是心里火热，原来是他。
Sometimes when you and I have experienced it, when we wait in his presence, our heart burns within us.
当我们有时候在等候主的时候，我们的心也会觉得火热。
Oh, he wants to give us that burning heart that his spirit is within us.
要给我们一个火热的心，因为他的灵要在我们里面。
That burning of the spirit cleanses us from all of our own self-life.
这个燃烧的灵会在我们烧去我们那个旧人的那些不好的东西。
If we read the rest of the story, we see what happened. They ran all the way back to Emmaus, to Jerusalem. They had to go 7 more miles back to tell the disciples, he's alive.
然后我们看到这两个门徒，他们马上在往回跑，他们要再走25里路回到耶路撒冷，告诉其他的门徒说他活了，他复活了。
They let the secret out.
他让这个奥秘被解开了。
The secret that had been hidden all through the Old Testament.
这个奥秘一直隐藏在整本旧约圣经里边。
That Paul clearly says to the Colossians, that mystery is Christ in you.
保罗在哥罗西书里边讲得很清楚，这个奥秘就是基督活在你们里面。
And then, in the midst, while they're talking, Jesus appeared.
然后当门徒们正在讲的时候，耶稣出现了。
And they supposed he was a spirit, but he was alive.
他们想说，这是他的灵吗？但是他又是活活的一个人。
He said, "Look at my hands, look at my feet. It's me, it's me."
他对他们说：“你们看我的手，看我的脚，就是有钉痕的手跟脚，这是我，是我。
A spirit doesn't have flesh and bones as he had.
假如只是灵，那是没有骨头、没有肉的，但是耶稣有。”
And then he asked for food and he actually ate the bread they put on for him, the fish and honeycomb.
然后他就问他们有什么吃的没有，
It
然
was the
后就在他们面前吃
rest.
了鱼。
Hallelujah. The resurrected body of Jesus Christ.
哈利路亚，我们看到一个复活的耶稣的身体，
Filled with the Holy Spirit.
完全的被圣灵充满。
And he wants to breathe on us and fill us with his Spirit.
他也想要把这个灵吹在门徒里面。
There's a verse in 1 Peter I want to share. 1 Peter 4:12.
我们来看彼得前书第四章12节。
And it's talking about beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange things happened to you.
他说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为稀奇怪。
But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
That when his glory is revealed, you'll be glad with exceeding joy.
使你们在他荣耀显现的时候，也可以欢喜快乐。
Yes, some people feel. What's happening now? It's a mystery. I'm going through a trial.
有些人会说发生什么事了？原来这个奥秘就是我们要耶稣基督的荣耀显现，有时候我们必须经过试炼。
But he said, don't think it's strange. Don't think it's a mystery that you're in trouble, you're under trial.
彼得在这里说：“不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事。
You know the verse by heart, Romans 8:28. We know
”我
that
们再来看
all things
罗
work
马书
together
第
for good.
8章28节。
All things work together for good to those who love God.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
To those who are called according to his purpose.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
Oh, can you say that about all the trial that comes upon you? It's for your good.
你能够这样说吗？这火炼的试验临到你，是为我们的好处。
I've been reading some testimonies this week from people talking about a trial they went through, and that it's a mystery to them.
这个礼拜我读到一些见证，就是有试炼临到他们， 然后对他们来说，好像是奥秘一样。
But God is working in us, whether we feel in victory or whether going through a trial.
但是神，在我们里面，不管我们是遭遇试炼的时候，或者是很荣耀的时候，
All these things work together for our good.
万事互相，神叫万事互相效力，都是为了使我们得益处。
Like the men on the road to Emmaus, they didn't know the end of the story. They just knew Jesus died.
就如在以马忤斯路上的那两个门徒，他们当时跟耶稣他们在一起的时候，他们还不知道这个故事的结尾，他们只想着耶稣的死。
He was alive forevermore.
但是他现在是永远活着。
And I want to encourage you that are leaders, you go through trials too.
我现在也要鼓励我们这些童工。就是你们可能也在遭遇试炼，
And it becomes a mystery. You don't know what God's doing.
现在你还不明白，就像奥秘一样，你不知道神在做什么。
You search your heart and you say, Lord, what did I do that this is happening?
有时候你会感觉到很艰难，会问神说：“到底这些是什么意思呢？”
But if we've given ourselves to Jesus altogether, He makes all things to work together for our good.
但是你就是把这一切交给主，也相信他，所有这一些，万事互相效力，都是为了使我们得益处。
And don't think it's strange if you're ministering in another country and you find opposition.
有时候事情好像很奇怪，不容易明白，特别是你在一个陌生的国家。你受到一些攻击的时候，
All of your teachers have gone through trials.
所有的老师都会遭遇到，都会遇到试炼。
And three of us ladies, it has been with our husbands being ill.
我们有三位女的老师，丈夫是生病的。
But as we hold on and know God is working, God is getting His will done.
但是我们明白，主正在做工，他会成就所有他要做的事。
I remember one meeting in Malaysia. We were in prayer, and Dr. Chen got a touch in his body and stood to his feet.
我记得有一次跟的那一群人在一起祷告的时候。好像陈医生就站起来，就能站起来。
God wants to test us.
那天他本来是很虚弱的，但是我们祷告之后，他就站起来了，能够自己下床站起来。
Every one of you leaders, you don't have to be one of our teachers, but every one of you are a teacher. You have a group that you're leading.
你不一定是老师，但是说我们每一个童工都可以是这样被圣灵来带领。
And when you least expect it, it'll be like that walk to Emmaus. Christ will appear.
当我们有时候正在一些很混乱的情形当中，可能主耶稣就突然出现。
I know the night I had the automobile accident, I turned to Jesus and said, What are you saying to me? I have this accident.
有一次，我一个车祸发生，然后我就转向耶稣，说：“为什么会是有这件事发生
I'm so glad he spoke to me and he said, I'm in charge.
？”然后我很高兴，主就跟我说：“我在掌管。
And that I belong to him.
我是属于他的。
I believe every one of you have made that surrender. You belong to him.
我相信我们每一个人都已经这样的，向主降服，说我们是属于他的。
Don't be surprised if there's a trial.
不要惊讶说会有试炼发生。
And oftentimes Christians become confused and they don't understand what's going on.
有时候基督徒也会很困惑，不知道发生了什么事。
But it's wonderful that we are surrendered to Him. We can say, Lord, you're in charge.
但是，假如我们是完全向他降服，我们可以说：“主啊，我知道，你在掌管。
I trust you, you're in control.
我相信你，我相信你，我知道你掌管一切。
And we know his word says it so clearly, all things work together for good to those that love God.
然后我们会很记得他的话是说。”万事都互相效力，为叫我使爱他的人得益处。
He wants to show us our need of him.
他要显明
I
我们
know
需要他。
some of you are aware on one of the mission trips this fall, there was someone that disapproved of one of the leaders.
我们知道在，一些宣教的过程当中，有人反对保罗，
It was brought to my attention that I should correct this.
就是在我们宣教的人当中有人反对某些，那我就想，我需要来处理吗？
I'll tell you, I had my greatest joy.
后来我觉得我有最好的选择。
Because when I spoke to the leader that was accused, I found the leader showed the spirit of humility.
后来当我发现这个。去宣教的人，他是被人控告，但是他有一个很谦卑的灵。
I think in every class that you lead, some of you lead hundreds, not just a few, but you lead 50 or 30 or more, you'd be very happy to need to correct someone and you find them of a humble attitude.
我相信，当我们带领的不是只是少少几个人，有时候是50个、100个啊，甚至更多。有些事情你觉得需要处理的时候，你发现对方是有一个很谦卑的灵。
You know, when Jesus was accused, he opened not his mouth.
我们看到耶稣被控告的时候，他不讲话。
That's what the scripture says. He opened not his mouth.
他完全不发一言。
But others that were in the meeting that I'm talking about, they wrote to me and said how they were helped.
但是另外呢，就有些人，他们写见证给我看，说他们在那样的聚会中，他们得到很多的帮助，领受了很多。
But there was one correction I felt necessary. When we're teaching, we don't just accept our own opinion. If we want to make a change, we have to consult someone's over us. Each of us have someone over us. Every teacher here is a team. You know, if the teacher gets corrected, We need to support each other.
我想，我只有一个，一个劝告，就是说，当我们在服侍的时候，我们若是有什么新的看法，或者是我们要有一些新的看法，或者是介绍一些新的东西，我们最好就是有请教别的老师，或者是比你年长的。我们需要彼此扶持。
And after a few weeks went by, I saw God used this problem.
再过几个礼拜之后，我看到神在使用这一个问题。
But our Lord, our Father, God is always trying us.
因为神一直在试炼我们。
He allows situations that will show us what's inside our heart.
他会使用这些情况发生，可以显明我们心里有什么。
When somebody corrects us or makes a suggestion, do we dislike that person?
当有人在纠正我们，或者是有不同的意见，你能够爱这个人吗？
Or do we go to Jesus and say, Jesus, what are you saying to me?
或者你来到主的面前说：“主啊，你借着这些要告诉我什么？”
Because the Lord wants us to keep our hearts clean.
我想主要保持我们的心纯净。
Some of the testimonies I've had this week and interviews I've had with people that were in your group, they all showed that God was exposing things in their heart.
我看到这个礼拜，我看到一些见证，他们都是讲神来揭露他们的心里边的一些隐藏的事情。
We don't know what needs to be changed within us.
我们不知道我们需要有什么改变。
But the Lord loves us so greatly, He wants to expose things that need to be changed.
但是神还很爱我们，所以他就要把一切显明出来，让我们知道有哪些事情我们需要他来解禁？
The coordinators and the teachers are very close-knit together.
我们几位老师跟几位同工都是非常都是关系都是很靠近的。
And that's a help to us that we don't aren't in separate and think we're the one who knows the answer.
因为我们的关系都很亲密，所以这就帮助我们说，不是一个人，单单一个人来回答这件事。
I've seen teachers. Christian teachers, not in JMI, I hope, but in they feel that God showed them something and they don't care what anybody else says. They're going to do what they know.
我相信所有基督徒的老师，包括我们 JMI 的老师，他们假如是知道了什么事情，这不是去告诉人。
But the Lord has made us a team, so we work together.
但是主把我们放在一起，作为一个团队，我们是一起来服侍的。
We not only pray together,
我们不止一起祷告，
we encourage one another.
我们也彼此鼓励。
And we should be open for correction.
我们也会来 说明我们的事情。
I'm sure the teachers themselves sense when the Lord is correcting us.
我相信我们所有的老师都感受到神在纠正我们。
Not that he's against us, but he's wanting to change us.
虽然有些人在反对我们，但是神正在改变我们。
Every one of us, whether you're a teacher or a student, we have a call to be in the bride of Christ, but some people refuse the preparation.
我们老师跟我们所有这里的同工，我们都有一个呼召，要来做基督的心腹。但是有些人，他们不愿意。
There's a hymn writer that said, God moves in mysterious ways.
主有时候做事情就是使它变成一个奥秘，他不会。很明显的来讲，所有的事情。
And just like in my case, I don't understand what's happening, that I have had some of the problem for 5 years, they told me.
就像我自己，我都不知道说我里边有身体里边有一些问题，已经5年了。
But now this year that I lost my husband, I also had a physical problem.
但是现在呢，不是我是我的先生去世了，原来我自己里边也身体也是有问题的。
But I believe Jesus uses these situations to make us come closer to him.
但是我很清楚，主耶稣正在使用这些事情，使我能
He
够
wants
更
us
与他更亲近。
to be closer in our surrender to Him.
他要我们跟他更加靠近，更加亲密，而且完全的对他降服。
More dependent on Him and less of our own opinion.
更加依靠他，而不要有自己的意思。
So, I want to encourage you, if you're going through a trial right now, just say, Lord, help me to learn my lesson.
我要鼓励你，假如你现在正在试炼当中，你就来跟主说：“主啊，帮助我，使我能够学我要学的功课。
If he exposes some attitude you have of pride,
”假如他显露我们里面的一些问题，
Oh, just bow before him.
我们就是匍匐在他面前。
Say, Lord Jesus, I want to be in your bride. I want to have my garments white.
就说主啊，我想要成为你的心腹，请你让我的衣裳洁白。
In this situation, help me to yield to you.
在这种情形当中，让我完全的向你降服。
And some of the testimonies I've had this week from those in Asia, several of them, they told about how Jesus put him in a relationship with somebody else that exposed what was in their own heart.
在这个礼拜，我读的一些从亚洲来的见证里面，看到说他们，就是怎么去处理一些跟他们意见不合的人的关系。
But it just showed me the Lord is coming soon. He's getting a bride ready. He wants us all to be his bridegroom, him to be our bridegroom.
我就意识到说，主来的日子近了，他要让他的心腹预备齐全，要来等候他。
So, like the scripture says, don't think some strange thing is happening to you.
正如彼得书里边讲的，不要奇怪说有一些 奇怪的事情临到你们。
The most important thing we can say is, Lord, I'm yours.
最重要的就是我们一直跟主说：“主啊，我是属你的。
I belong to you. Do whatever you see is necessary.
我是属你的，做任何你觉得对我是我需要的事情，你就来做。”
That's what the disciples did after Jesus was taken away.
这就是门徒们当耶稣升天以后做的事。
Yeah, they made mistakes too. You know how Paul wanted to go one place, and the Holy Spirit says, no.
在使徒行传我们看到，比如保罗有时候想要去一个地方，但是圣灵说不是，不是。
So we too are subject to making errors, making a wrong move.
我们也是要这样的，来，让圣灵来做工。假如圣灵没有，同意，我们就不要动。
So we walk softly with Jesus. Walk softly with the Lord.
就是完全，向神降服。
And just, you can ask him every day, Lord, is there anything in my life you want to change?
每天我们来到主的面前，就说：“主啊，是不是有什么事情需要改变
Just speak to me. I'm listening.
？”请你对我讲，我正在听。
And don't be discouraged if something comes up in your life you think, this is mysterious. Why is this happening?
也千万不要惊奇，假如有什么。不能理解的事情发生，不要说为什么会有这些事。
That's what I am learning to do. Just say, Jesus, have your way.
这就是我的祷告，我常常向主说：“照着你的旨意，照着你的旨
I belong to you. Do your will.
我是属于你的，照你的旨意来做。
And he will. He'll give us surprises along the way where he manifests himself to us.
他就会很令我们惊讶的，有时候就对我们显现。
Most of all, we come to the place where we belong all together to Him.
我们第一要做的就是，我们竭尽全力的，就是要来属于耶稣。
And pray the prayer, Lord, do with me as seemeth to you good.
主耶稣，照着你的意思来做，你觉得是好的，你就来做。
We won't be disappointed.
我们绝不会失望。
He'll reveal himself to us.
你来对我显现你自己。
Watch for him. On the road to Emmaus, their eyes didn't know it was him. Watch for him.
但是我们要看着他，留意着他。虽然在以马路五四的路上，他们不认得他。
Maybe it's some place where he wants to make himself known to you.
也许在某个时候，他就让我们认出他。
Or maybe some place where he sends a trial to correct you.
也许正是他，让我们遇到一些试炼的时候，
It's so good to say, Lord, do with me as seemeth unto you good.
耶稣照着你的旨意来做在我身上，只要你看那个是好的。
In Jesus' name, we ask it, Lord.
奉主的名，我们来祷告。
Oh, Jesus, help it to be so surrendered to you.
主要帮助我们全然的向你降服。
That we're always listening for your voice of correction.
让我们一直留心听你，纠正的声音。
We pay attention. What are you saying in this situation?
我们要留意听你所说的话。
And say, Lord, what would you have me do?
我们也说主，我们需要做什么？
Don't ignore it. He wants to walk with us today.
我们不要漠视忽略，主可能今天就要与我们同行。
He walked the whole 7 miles to Emmaus just to show them himself.
他与门徒同行了25里路，为的就是要对他显明他自己。
So we ask, Lord, you make yourself more real to us.
所以我们求主说，你对我们更加来显明。让你变成那么的真实。
Hallelujah. Yes,
哈利
Lord.
路亚，
I know I still have some time for
感
the
谢。
teachers. Let's, Pastor Ruth, you have Pastor Lai and Pastor Lin. Whoever's here, I think both are here.
Okay. 我们还有其他老师，赖牧师在这里，还有其他老师在吗？林牧师跟赖牧师都在。Yes, Pastor Lin and Pastor Lai here. 哦，还有凤莲牧师。
Okay, please pray. Please pray.
我们都可以祷告。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 哦，主啊，我们赞美你。主啊，我们感谢你。主啊，我们需要你。主啊，我们爱你。主啊，我们谢谢你的话语。我们谢谢你向我们显明所有的奥秘。主啊，我们真的带着满心的感恩。主啊，这个奥秘就是你活在我们的里面，透过你的
是的，
圣灵充满我们的心。主啊，好叫我们能够借着圣灵被光照。被带领、被更新、被改变，主啊，求你帮助我们谦卑在你面前。主啊，让圣灵常常光照我们。哦，在我们的里面，主啊，我们要在哪里的改变？求你帮助我们。主啊，我们谢谢你，谢谢宝贵的保惠师。来帮助我们，来带我们进入所有的真理。我们感谢你的爱，感谢你。只要你在我们的里面，我们的心就充满了火热。主啊，帮助我们更深、更深的与你连接。主啊，更加、更加的像你。主啊，在生命中有许多。很多的事，主啊，有时我们自己都不知道，但是主，你的圣灵会对我们说话，会温柔的提醒我们。哦，主啊，我们感谢你为我们做的每一件事。我们这个人，我们真的很难改变。哦，我们这个天然人有太多需要被破碎。哦，主啊，求你。的圣灵在我们的里面做这样的工作，感谢你透过今天的话语，主啊，再次的提醒我们，我们要走在你里面，我们要跟随圣灵。哦，感谢赞美主，主啊，为着我们所有的同工们，主啊，求帮助我们，更多的充满我们。我们感谢祷告。是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
Hallelujah！
爱我们的主，我们很感谢今天晚上 这一段时间，领受主你所赏赐给我们的话语，有许多的奥秘，在这话语的当中揭开。主啊，让我们能够在主里面跟主有更深的关系，要不我们就很难体会主你给我们，就像在奥秘的里面的解说，而我们却好像门外听不懂。主帮助我们的心能够火热，让
阿
主你
门。
已经的住在我们的里面，
阿门。
好让我们能够体会主你的心意，将主你的奥秘也能够轻易的让我们明白。主，我们知道我们很有限，也真是常常无法体会主，你给我们的奥秘的教导，主啊，你要帮助我们，我们都是需要主的恩典跟主的更多的这一个恩典的包容，让我们活着真的不是我，乃是在主里面，乃是主在我里面活着的生命。谢谢耶稣，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
阿门。主耶稣，你自己就是一个奥秘。
阿门。
哇，在你面前，我们发现我们是如此的无知、无能，也不能做什么。因此，主，我们多么需要你。谢谢你赐下圣灵，就是你自己人，基督的灵住在我们里面。当我们等候你，你一点一滴的把我们所不明白的，甚至连我们自己切身的事情、所遭遇的试炼，我们自己都不能明白。透过你的圣灵，一点一滴的向我们开启。我们多么需要常被圣灵充满，我们多么需要有更多的圣灵，主啊，才
是的，
能够使我们不要过度的依赖我们的感觉、我们的自己来思维。因此，求你更多的充满我们。哦，我们真是要呼求，愿你荣耀的灵来浸透我们这个人。主啊，我相信有一个更大、更大的灵境是许多前辈所经历过，而我们所没有经历过的。我们向你求，主啊，你若看我们，你愿意，你带领我们走前人走过的脚中，有一天那荣耀的灵也来浸透我们，让我们的自己消失，它常常成为我们的困惑。甚至有时候也常成为我们的困扰，也常常成为我们认识你的帕子。主啊，你来的日子近了，你要预备心腹，我们的时间也不多了，求帮助我们竭尽全力的，要追求更多的耶稣，更多的被你充满，更多的。能够多一点点的认识你，这样祷告奉主的名求，阿门。
Amen，阿门，主耶稣，我们感谢你，赞美你，赞美你，主啊，原来神是喜欢保持一些奥秘的事，
哈利路亚。
你也是这样，你也是会保留一些奥秘的事，不会一下子就全都讲得明明白白。主啊，你要离世之前，你跟门徒说，我还有很多话要跟你们讲，但是你们现在不能领受。要等真理的圣灵来了，他将使你们明白或者进入这个真理里边。
主啊，等圣灵来，这个奥秘就解开了，解开了很多的话，门徒原来不明白的，一下子就明白了。主啊，我们知道你会有奥秘，但是你不会让这个奥秘一直是奥秘，总会有解开的时候，时候到了就会解开。我们就是要一直相信你，一直相信你。无论我们遭遇到什么，我们相信一切都是为我的益处。对你不要有丝毫的怀疑。主，我们感谢你，赞美你，你是保持奥秘的主，你又是解开奥秘的主。感谢你，赞美你，只要相信你，事情很快就会过去。主，谢谢，谢谢你。最近我就遭遇了一个使我觉得很奇怪的事情，真的是个奥秘。但是圣灵让我相信，这是一定为我的好处，一定为我的好处。我不需要讲什么，主啊，想不到，没多久，很快一下就解开了。主啊，这就是你，这是你，你是。保持奥秘的主，你又是来显明你自己的主，你乐意向我们显明，主啊，你是何等的爱我们，满有恩慈怜悯的主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你，主啊，更是叫我们要知道很多事情我们不能够马上知道，立刻明白，但是只要相信你，很快就会明白。很快就会清楚，神是这样的爱我，神是这样的爱我。主啊，祝福我们今天所有在线上每一位家人，每一位同工，让今天晚上玛莎牧师的信息，让我们知道神有他的奥秘，我们不可能一下子都明白，但是要相信他，很快他就自己会来显明。感谢赞美主，主啊，祝福我们。让我们更相信你，更相信你。谢谢主，奉耶稣基督圣名祷告。阿门。
哈利路亚，哈利
下
路亚，Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We're here to learn, to be ready for his coming.
我们在这里在学习，等候主的再来。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Appreciate your being together with me this morning. Jesus is making us ready for his coming.
我很感谢今天我们大家能够在一起。主耶稣，很快就要来。
So he doesn't tell us all he's doing. He makes us trust him.
他没有告诉我们所有的事情是怎么发生的。
Yes, he wants us to trust him. He's our father. He's our lover. He
他要我
allows.
们就是他是我们的父，又是我们的爱人。
So he wants us to just trust him and obey.
他就是
That's
要我们完全的相信他跟顺服他。
I have an announcement to surprise you with.
我有一个，
We're going to go to camp in June.
我还有一件事要宣告，我
And
们要去营地。
Brother Ernie has accepted our invitation to be with us a couple days.
还有那个尔尼姆斯答应他会来跟我们在一起一两天。
It's been a couple years since he's been able to be with us, so we're rejoiced.
过去一两年他没办法来。
And we'll talk about it later, you know, that we want to focus on young people, how they need to grow in grace.
我们将会专注在怎么样使年轻人能够成长。
And we grow in grace too.
我们也一起成长。
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your prayers.
我想玛莎牧师刚才讲的应该是我们六月 PC 特会的事情。
Oh,
啊，谢
Jesus.
谢大家的祷告，谢谢大家跟我们在一起。
Pour out your spirit on every one of the leaders. Pour out your spirit on everyone.
主啊，请导你的圣灵下来在每一个童工的身上，
Help us to trust you more.
让我们更加相信你。
No matter what you send our way, it's that we might be drawn closer to you.
不管你送什么，来给我们，我就是要让我们跟你更加亲近。
You're getting us ready for your coming.
让我们预备好你的再来。
We trust you even though we don't always understand.
我们相信你，虽然有时候我们不明白。
Because you love us more than anyone.
因为你比任何人都更爱我们。
And you have a marvelous secret you're doing in each heart.
而且你有很伟大的，
We
奥秘。
don't have to understand. We just have to hold your hand.
我们不需要都明白，我们只需要紧紧抓住你的手。
God bless you. In Jesus' name, Amen.
主祝福大家，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Thank you very much. Thank you for your prayer. I feel them. I feel your prayer.
谢谢你们大家为我的祷告，我感受到了。
Some may
谢
do.
谢，赞美主，赞美主，
Bye-bye.
拜拜，拜拜，拜拜。